Hey fam, I want to tell you about a new podcast called Reimagining Democracy for a Good Life. We know about people threatening democracy, don't we? But there are also people coming together across racial lines to seize this moment and stretch democracy to serve all of us. Join longtime equity advocate Angela Glover Blackwell for Reimagining Democracy for a Good Life, a podcast that asks, how do we build a radically inclusive, thriving, multiracial democracy? And looks at what one city, Los Angeles, is doing to try to make it a reality. Reimagining Democracy for a Good Life is available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Ears ringing, she stormed out of their office. They laughed at her and called her an animal. Little did they suspect that she was about to get the last laugh. This is 2-Minute Black History, what you didn't learn in school. Growing up in the 1950s, Kariamu Welsh learned to catch the beat, jumping double dutch with her friends. As a young adult, inspired by the Black Arts Movement, she was very aware of racism within the arts. Her own teacher called her animalistic. Studying African diasporic dance in New York, Jamaica, and throughout Africa, Welsh found that these dances, though different, were related. Our ancestors survived generations of enslavement and colonization, all the while passing down movements and rhythms that naturally evolved over time. Wanting to preserve the essence of these movements, Welsh established a dance technique called Nfundela. Nfundela is a Kiswahili word meaning essential. Over time, Nfundela grew an international following, with Welsh becoming a cherished teacher and scholar. Welsh passed away in October of 2021, but her legacy lives on through the National Association of American African Dance Teachers, who are dedicated to continue teaching Nfundela. Black creative genius is constantly denied, whitewashed, appropriated, and erased. Welsh knew this all too well. Daring to be, she said, is a position that one has to take throughout life. Like Welsh, we must determine our own worth, listen to our calling, and dare to be. In order to move towards the future, you've got to look to the past. This has been 2-Minute Black History, a podcast by Push Black. Show your support by sharing this episode on your social media and join us in amplifying stories we all deserve to know.